This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, I'm really excited this week because we're starting a new weekly segment on Images, and it's a look back at the big stories of the week and all of the great features in this week's edition of the Las Cruces Bulletin. I'm also real excited about this because our regular listeners of Morning Edition know that we're going to hear a familiar voice every week. Every Monday for the last 5 years or so, Brooke Stockburger talked with us about business news, and now he is in a new role as managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin, and he'll be with me to talk during this segment every Saturday night at 5:30. Brooke, it is great to have you here. I am so happy that we still get to talk every week.
Me too. It's nice to be here in the studio and sitting across from you.
It sure is. And congratulations on the new job.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work getting used to the flow of a different place and, you know, deadlines and how that sort of works and putting out a weekly product as opposed to a daily product and what goes into that. But I'm really enjoying it. There's a great crew over there at the Las Cruces Bulletin that I've really enjoyed getting to know and working with. And some late nights as I've gotten, you know, my feet wet with their product, with our product, I should say. And but it's been a lot of fun. I'm really jazzed and excited and enjoying it a whole lot.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. And I know we're going to enjoy talking every week. And folks really look forward every weekend to enjoying the Las Cruces Bulletin. And we're going to start off every week in this segment kind of looking at some of the big news stories that are in the bulletin. And certainly this one has not only been big news, our first story over the last few weeks, but it will be very big news in the upcoming week because Tuesday is primary day in New Mexico.
Yeah, it has finally arrived, primary day, June 3rd, and people can get out and vote in their, if they're a registered Democrat or a registered Republican, vote in their respective primaries. And big one, this is a even numbered year, so that means something's going on, and we have, of course, congressional seats up, but also our governorship. And Susana Martinez is running unopposed, but there are five candidates going for the Democratic nomination who want to run against Susana Martinez, and they've just recently had a debate here at NMSU, and so it'll be interesting to see how that sort of shapes up. It's the race has sort of gone back and forth, throughout the year.
Yeah,
and
I know
throughout the spring.
Yeah, and I know in the bulletin, Todd Dixon references our debate, which happened here at KRWG, and talks a little bit about that and kind of the gubernatorial race. And as you mentioned, what a story, because we got five people and five distinguished people who are running for the Democratic nomination.
Right, definitely. And, you know, Attorney General Gary King, who sort of got off to a slow start, you know, and the Democrats sort of had a convention. He didn't come out of that looking very good. But now in a recent poll, he's leading things right now. So, mm-hmm. you know, he definitely has name recognition. Mm-hmm. His dad was a governor, and he's the current state AG. So he's out there. You're seeing a lot of, Alan Weber's coming on lately. He's been really, getting around the state and shaking hands and getting to know people.
Yeah.
And, I've had a chance to sit down with him, too. And he was always sort of considered the dark horse kind of guy. And he's coming on.
But I've also seen he's spent the most money of all of the candidates and, has the most money of the five candidates because he has great personal wealth as the founder of Fast Company magazine, which I believe he sold. And help to create his personal fortune.
Exactly. So. And interestingly, he said that he'd told me once that there was thought that there wouldn't be anybody who could beat Martinez this year and, had to spin forward and try to think about 2016, and he thought that was unacceptable. So, he wanted to run himself. But obviously there's people in the race who think they can unseat the governor and coming on, and Lawrence Riel and Howie Morales of Silver City are in it, and Linda Lopez, and so that'll be a very interesting race to watch and see what happens. Because then, and it'll be interesting to see how people coalesce around the winner. Usually, parties are pretty good at that, but sometimes there's such bitter feelings after a primary that people have trouble supporting the person that beat them in the general election. But they eventually come around.
Yeah, it will be very interesting to see. And of course, the gubernatorial race is the big one. We also have another statewide seat that's very important, the Public Regulation Commission, and there's a Democratic primary there. Mary Lee Soles and Sandy Jones vying for the Democratic nomination. We'll hear from them later in the show today because I've had a chance to interview both of them. And then we have local races as well, I know. Sheriff, some other things, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sheriff, we have a bunch of people running. There are five Democrats again running for that race, and you've probably seen some of the signs. I think one of the ones you see a lot of signs of are Kiki Vigil has a lot of signs up around town. But Stephen Foldy, Curtis Childress, Juan Stewart, and Ken Roberts are all sort of vying for the Democratic nomination. There are two Republicans, too, Craig Buckingham and Larry Roybal. And that'll be very interesting to see, too, because that's such an important position here in our county, the sheriff. A lot of people are aiming for that top job. And then you have some races where the winner of the primary is basically the winner of the general election because the other party isn't fielding a candidate. And Representative Mary Helen Garcia, who we all know very well, who represents State District 34, she's up against a couple of opponents, and Bill Gomez out of La Mesa and Christian Lear of Sunland Park. But she has good name recognition, has been around for a while, but whoever comes through with of those three, there's no Republican opposition, so they'll be the one to hold the seat come November.
Okay, well, it's going to be interesting to see. Again, Election Day is Tuesday, and as Brooke mentioned earlier, and I've had people ask me this question, if you are not registered Republican or Democrat, you do not vote on Tuesday. New Mexico is a closed primary state. So it's only for folks who are registered with a party, not independents. Sorry.
And that's been an issue.
Yeah.
It sure has.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've lived in states where there is an open primary, and that's the only time I've been able to vote on primary day because, like many journalists, I am registered independent because, as many of you know at home, this is public knowledge. You can find out right now very easily through the internet the registration of folks if you want to know what their party registration is. It's pretty easy to find
that
out.
Yeah, sure is. And what's interesting, I like on the voter registration card under party, mine says declined. So I always say I'm a member of the declined party.
Declined party. Okay. Well, another big story this week that looks like it is moving toward resolution. You know, one of the biggest hopes for New Mexico's economy has been alternative energy, but there's a big problem with wind and solar energy. How do you get it from the windmill or from the solar panel to the grid? And there was great concern that a major project by a company called SunZia was not going to happen because it might interfere with the mission of White Sands Missile Range. But right now, it looks like there's some hope here.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this has been something that SunZia has been wanting to do since like 2006. And they want to take a line all the way from Corona to Arizona, over into Arizona. It's 515 miles, about a $1 billion project. And so that would help the Western power grid. It would all go into that, and it would come off of, renewable energy and also, wind energy and the different things. And they're in eastern New Mexico. They have to go through, or they want to go through, parts of White Sand Missile Range, though, because they say that going around White Sands would be very much too expensive, cost prohibitive. The problem is the military and or the White Sands folks and those who do the testing say that those power lines going across would disrupt unmanned vehicle tests and things like that. They're high, and also they would give off, electromagnetic energy or whatever the exact situation was, and that could interfere with, the telecommunications and moving those unmanned aerial vehicles around. So it's been a real controversy. The compromise seems to be putting it underground for a ways. They're saying maybe like a 5-mile stretch it could be underground, and that might help make a difference. There are still some people who are critical of that, though, too, and still say that's not enough. Putting it underground for just those 5 miles won't be enough. And but Secretary Chuck Hagel, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, has come out with an idea for a compromise, and so that's what they're thinking. Might get this project going.
Yeah, and so we'll keep a watch on that. Our listeners are very familiar with it because we've talked with Senator Martin Heinrich about this a number of times. Senator Heinrich, a major supporter of trying to come up with a way to make this happen, because again, a lot of folks say this is really key to our future economy in New Mexico, and also our obviously our energy needs too. Well, we got an interesting sports story as well this week. I see you wrote about a departure at New Mexico State University.
Exactly. You know, I'm a sports writer from way back in the day. Used to be a sports editor a long time ago. And Rocky Ward, the baseball coach at New Mexico State, well, no longer the baseball coach at New Mexico State. He was fired this past week. His contract was terminated. And he was hired in 1996, which is the same time I moved to Las Cruces. I remember that story when him and I sort of came in at the same time. And over the years, I've gotten to know him on a professional and a personal basis, and had many good talks with him, and gotten to know his dad, Gary, who's a college baseball legend, who was a great coach at Oklahoma State for a number of years. So I wrote a little bit about Rocky leaving and being asked to leave. And I kind of sad to see him go, but I understand NMSU wants some fresh blood. They, you know, things haven't really got off the ground lately. The NMSU baseball team hasn't really met expectations. And there's been some, drama floating around the program again a little bit this year with a pitching coach and a firing there. And I think they just want a new direction going forward. But anybody who got to know either of the Wards know that they're great people to talk to. They're not shy about talking about baseball, and it's always a lot of fun to talk to them. Yeah. I'm going to miss talking to them.
As you can imagine, I haven't done too many sports interviews because most of what I do is news related, but sports is in the news. And I had a chance to interview Rocky Ward a couple of years ago about a variety of issues connected to college sports, professional sports, and it was really fun to interview him. So we wish him the very best in his future.
Yeah, and we'll see if he pops up somewhere else or if he decides to stay in Las Cruces. I'm sure he doesn't even know right now. So
okay. Well, taking a look at business news this week, you have a story about a program that is part of the mission of Mountain View Medical Center, and it is called the Senior Circle Program, for folks who don't know about that.
Yeah, on Friday, the Senior Circle is a program that was meeting at Mountain West Medical Center. And they've just recently got a new location. It's a building behind the Walgreens, which is on Loman and Roadrunner, the corner of Loman and Roadrunner.
Oh, yeah.
And it's sort of right behind that Walgreens.
Very close to the hospital.
Yes, so, very close to the hospital. And they just finally had a grand opening yesterday ceremony. And it's interesting. They teamed up with an area business that's well known, Ashley's Furniture. And Ashley's Furniture sold them a bunch of furniture at a lower cost. They picked up a lot of the cost of the furniture to help out. And Wanda Bowman, who ran the company for a long, long time with her husband Bob, who passed away last year, even gave them their pool table that she'd bought Bob before as a present, and it was just sitting there. So it's a great thing for this. And the Senior Circle is, seniors come in, there's all kind of different classes, there's social activities, they can just meet and sit and talk, and they can play games, and there's programs. So it's a really great program. So if somebody's interested in that, they can get a hold of Mountain West and
Mountain View.
When I say Mountain West, that's a conference.
Mountain View
Regional Medical Center, and ask about it.
Absolutely. I've heard it's a great program. I actually know some folks who participate in that. Health Watch this week, and you take a look at the Strengthening Families Initiative that's part of the mission of New Mexico State University. I had a chance a couple of years ago to do something on this. Refresh my memory.
Yeah, the Extension Office does this, and it's a 12-week class. They have them throughout the year, and this upcoming week, the summer classes are going to start on Tuesday and Wednesday, I do believe. And what they are is anyone who's taking care of children, anyone who's a parent, per se. It can be a parent, a grandparent, a guardian, an older sibling who has to raise their younger siblings, anyone who's parenting children, it's open for them. And what's very interesting is it goes through 12 weeks of that program, and it teaches all kinds of stuff about communication between family members and learning about what other people think and learning about, how to relate. And it's not just lectures either. They do, games that sort of teach, and they do role-playing activities and all that sort of stuff. And what's nice about this is the children are involved too. They're part of the process. So they have their own class, so you don't have to find childcare to go to this class. And the first half hour of the class is a meal. So great. You get fed, so you don't have to worry about dinner either. So it's a very interesting thing. And I have in there the contact and when the classes are going to be.
All right. We'll look for it. A great program. Lots of folks may be interested in that. And movies this week. I see Zach Hansen reviews the latest X-Men film.
Yeah, this X-Men film. You know, he told me he was a little dubious about the title. but Days of Future Past, even though that was, you know, connected to the comic book in a way. But he actually liked it. He gave it an A-. He said it went out. You know, the X-Men movies were pretty good, but then they had some separate ones, some separate Wolverine-type movies and that sort of stuff. And he thought they sort of jumped the shark a little bit and did too much. But he said they've come back to ground with this one, and it's a lot of fun.
I've heard it's good. I haven't seen it yet. But, you know, I can tell you, if Zach gives something an A, you know it's a good movie, because he will give movies Fs.
Yeah,
you
know? He's not afraid to do that. So
he'll
tell you exactly what he thinks. And he's been reviewing movies for a while, so he knows what he's talking about.
And I appreciate that, by the way, Zach. Thank you, because I really know if it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Look ahead for the week ahead, a big event. It's actually the cover of your Life section in the Las Cruces Bulletin. Next Thursday, you have a big event the Las Cruces Association of Realtors puts on.
Yeah, the Las Cruces Association of Realtors. It's called Denim and Dollars, and it's a fundraising event. And it's a Western-themed deal. And it's going to be held Thursday, June 5th in the evening. And they've done this in years past. They're sort of kicking it up a notch this year. And it's going to be 6 p.m., and it's going to be at the Convention Center. Here in town. And they raise a whole bunch of money for it. And this is their one big fundraising thing of the year. And there'll be a social hour and dinner and then silent auction, all that sort of stuff. And then a live auction with real fast-talking auctioneers and stuff like that going on. And it'll be a lot of fun. And they have dinner and everybody gets together. People wear cowboy hats and boots or Western-themed dresses. I'm sure there are a lot of bolo ties involved. And they're going to have a chuck wagon buffet. Their buffet is going to be chuck wagon themed and that sort of stuff. And they have 27 charitable organizations that they try to help out.
Wow.
Elkhart does.
Very.
And so they're
admirable.
Raising money for that. And So
next Thursday, you said 6 p.m., was that right?
6 p.m. at the convention
center,
yeah.
At the Las Cruces Convention Center.
And the cost is $35 a head. That includes the meal. And you can call Elkhart 524-0658 for information. And it's a lot of fun. And it's a lot of fun to dress up and go over there and maybe wear denim.
Maybe I'll have to get the cowboy hat.
Bring out the cowboy. I'd love to see you in a cowboy hat.
Maybe I'll do it. Rick Stockberger, he is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Those stories and lots more great stuff in this week's newspaper, the Las Cruces Bulletin. And it is lascrucesbulletin.com, right?
Yes.
For the website.
It sure is.
Brooke, thank you.